People of Portland and Beyond, episode 47. Today in studio with me, I found her on Instagram, Sammy Ann. Goes by SammyAnn.creative on Instagram. When did you get into that field? I see you met Lucy.
Yes. I've been into photography now for about a year and a half, seriously, but I've been taking photos on and off for about, I want to say, close to 10 years. And modeling, I started doing competition dancing when I was younger. Started around 3 and stopped around 10. And I did a lot of on and off modeling for that as well. So that's kind of
your whole life?
That led me to it.
So you pretty much whole life you've been into this?
Yeah. Into the like creative side of things in that field and performance. I also play the alto saxophone.
Nice. So you know how to read sheet music?
Yes, I do.
Nice. So can you also do improvisation?
I can.
Nice.
Yeah. I can.
You got it all then.
Yeah.
So my sister learned violin. It took her a while to get used to jamming. She didn't.
Yeah.
If you're classically trained, most people don't know what to do.
More on the jazz side of things for me,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, because of the saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you have a tattoo with a saxophone?
Yeah, it's on my right rib cage.
When did you get that?
Let's see. I turned 18 in like 2013 in October, and then that January right afterwards. It was my second tattoo that I got.
And
my first one was when I was a week after turning 18.
Okay. How long have you been playing saxophone at that point?
At that point, for close to 7 years. I started around 11, about fifth grade.
And did you ever watch The Simpsons?
I did, actually.
And who was your favorite character?
Surprisingly, not Lisa. I actually really like Marge. I think she's hilarious.
And did you ever play the arcade game?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Marge had a vacuum cleaner and would hit people with it.
I mean, that makes her even better. Like, now I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I mean, that's something I would do.
Nice. How long have you been a mom?
2 years now.
And is it as great as everyone says?
Yes and no. There are definitely upsides and downsides.
Yeah.
I definitely, being 100% honest, never wanted to be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, that's gotten a little easier, and I've kind of gotten into a groove now. So I've started to enjoy it where I didn't necessarily used to as much.
Yeah.
But I mean, it helps that now my daughter's 2, so she can actually talk and communicate with me.
Yeah, definitely. When did she first start talking?
Around a year and a half is when she started coming at me with, like, real words.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just really sassy, but she's also very polite, so I can't get too upset at her.
Yeah, okay. And if she was to say that she wanted to do modeling or photography, would you encourage her?
Oh, yeah, I'd be all about that. She has a drawing table already in her room. You can, like, tilt it up like a drafting table. It's really cool.
Nice. Any other cool baby stuff that would get her mind thinking in a cool direction, maybe?
She likes music a lot. She really likes Queen. She really likes Billy Dean.
Nice.
She likes Fleetwood Mac. She's like, I swear she was born in the wrong generation. And she always dances really hard whenever we watch like the old school music videos for like Queen and stuff.
Yeah. Another One Bites the Dust.
Yep.
Fat Bottom Girls.
And I like Break Free. I want to break free. That's one of her favorite music videos, like where they're complete. All of them are cross-dressed and everything. It's her favorite.
Nice. Did you see the movie yet?
I have not, actually.
I haven't either. I still want to see that.
Yeah.
Infinity War Endgame I want to see. And the one before that.
I feel it. They're making another one, too. Another documentary-type movie about Elton John. Or they already have. That's coming out soon.
Okay.
And I kind of want to really see that one too.
Yeah, they just need to do Axl Rose now, and then like,
yes,
I'm good. Yeah. That one's gonna be amazing. The book, the movie, everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, why doesn't he write that right now? I heard that Axl's been writing a book, but he needs to release it. Not
yeah.
Like Chinese Democracy, hold it for 20 years.
Yes, exactly.
Were you a fan of Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I mean, my, like, the only song that, like, I can associate that I, like, know is Welcome to the Jungle. Because when I was younger, the hockey team for, like, my area was the Manchester Monarchs. And that was, like, their opening song whenever they came onto the ice was Welcome to the Jungle. So my friends, like, got super into that. And so
Manchester Monarchs. What area was that around?
New Hampshire, Boston area.
Yeah,
New England.
So everyone would be in hockey in the northeast area, right?
Yeah. Everyone's a Bruins fan.
Yeah, a lot of sports bros there and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. As bad as it is, I have my Patriots jersey in my apartment. Like, mm-hmm. You could take the girl out of New England. You can't take New England out of the girl.
What's your favorite quarterback of all time?
Tom Brady.
I was going to assume so, yeah. Does your baby have any Tom Brady jerseys?
No, she does not have any sports paraphernalia. Okay. If my husband had any say, it would be Timber stuff, but...
There's no teams that you guys are rivals against? Like, that you both, one likes and one hates?
No. That's we good. Don't even, like, watch sports. He, like, he's getting mad at me for saying this, but, like, he's, like, he doesn't go to the games and he doesn't watch it, but he follows it on his phone.
Okay.
So, like, he does keep track. We don't sit down and watch games together because he's not a fan of football, and I, as well, I mean, I used to play soccer, but I don't enjoy watching soccer.
Yeah, playing sports is much better than watching it, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I'm definitely more of an athletic person when it comes to that.
Just being active, it's like boring to just sit there and like, if I'm going to sit there, I'd rather watch like The Handmaid's Tale or something.
Oh, I'm so excited for that to come out. But I'm also terrified because I'm pretty sure that's just what's happening now in real life. So
right?
It's not as radical as people think.
Do you have any theories for the fourth season?
I have no idea because that last season finale threw me off like so hard. I was like, I sat there and was like, what just happened? What? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What? Like, so.
Have you ever seen a movie Dark City? Obscure reference out of nowhere.
No, I have not actually.
Gotta check that out. Kiefer Sutherland before he did 24.
No, I've not.
I hate anything action oriented usually. Like, action TV shows or action movies, like mm-hmm. It's like I like dialogue driven stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I one of the more recent shows that I started watching actually is Star. I'm not sure if you've seen that.
No,
one.
What's that about?
It's supposed to happen in like the same realm and universe as like Empire.
Really?
And it's kind of like the same type of thing. It's like music production and stuff like that. But it follows like three girls. One was born in the music industry and comes from a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then the other two grew up in the foster care system. One aged out and got... and was able to go and get her own apartment and everything. And then she went back and was able to get her sister as well. And then all three of them formed a trio. And it's just a story kind of about... their lives now that they're living doing this music thing. It's super drama filled, very much like Empire, but it almost every episode has something relevant to like the current culture as yeah. well societally, so it's really interesting and kind of cool and relevant.
Is it canon with original Empire TV show or
no, I don't think so. I mean, this last season there was a crossover.
Really?
Where Lucius sent someone to, like, meet with one of the characters in Star okay. and everything. So, like, that's the most crossover it's come. Yeah. But the season just ended. So now I'm going to have to wait and find out, like, what else is going to happen.
Empire. Is that the HBO one with Scorsese?
I think so.
I thought that got canceled or something. Or is that...
It might be canceled, but this happens in, like, the same realm. So maybe this is, like, yeah. the way that the producers could continue.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so. I just never thought that once they cancel it, they'll go ahead with a spinoff. But I guess it's possible. That
yeah. And I mean, and granted, they're in their like third or fourth season of Star now, I think, or that just ended. And this is when it's starting to come up.
Oh, it's from Star. I thought it was from Empire.
No, it's Star is then the show.
I don't know if Star's probably not canceled. It's already gone three seasons.
No.
Well, I've not seen Star at all then. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good one. They have a lot of good music and everything. It's one of my favorite parts about it.
Is it better than Pitch Perfect movie?
That's a hard one to make. I really love Pitch Perfect.
I saw the third one when I visited the Philippines. Like, I just needed to be inside for a bit.
That's a rad thing to do while visiting the Philippines, though.
No, they appreciated the hell out of that movie.
Like, yeah, for sure. Like, that's really cool, though. Like, that's something rad. I don't
going to the mall there is really awesome, actually.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like simple stuff. Like, you wouldn't think it's that cool. So much fun in another country. It's like, well, I bought a really little $20 guitar, like, just because I can in the Philippines.
That's really cool, though, just to say that you have, like, a little guitar from the Philippines. It's just, like...
Exactly. It should be on the wall. It's, like, background of the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Make a good spot right there behind you on the couch.
That would be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get on that. I remember my friend took... He had the guitar, and he, like, took it back, and he was, like... leaning on it while sleeping the whole time, and they didn't say you have to put it in a carry-on luggage and they didn't catch it until later. It was unbelievable. I was like, how did they not see that? He was like sleeping on the guitar. I think that's how they missed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you been out of country?
Yeah, I've actually been to like 7 or 8 different countries now.
Really? How many continents?
Possibly 9. I've been to 2 different continents, Europe and North America. I have a world map tattoo on my left foot, and I'm shading in all the continents as I go because they're outlined on it. That's cool. I'm very determined to get to all of them, hopefully before Antarctica melts.
Yeah.
But
that would be nice. So have you ever organized a photo shoot?
Yeah.
Awesome. So how much of that is actual photography? Like, what percentage of organizing that is actual photography?
Honestly, I'd say it's about a third.
Okay, what else goes into it?
So, depends on what you're kind of going for. For me, if I'm on the back side of the camera and I'm like the photographer, I go for a lot more moody and like dark themes and concepts. So I first always like talk to a model. I'll send reference photos. I'll see what her comfort or his comfort level is, and then kind of go from there. And then you need to figure out a location, figure out schedules, figure out what type of emotion you want to bring into it. It's very important for me when I'm capturing photos that my photos tell a story. They're not just a pretty picture.
Yeah.
There's something more to it. There's an environment. There's a concept, essentially.
Is this as a model and as a photographer?
Yeah, I try to do the same in my modeling as well. I can only have so much control over that as far as in my modeling. Yeah. If the photographer reaches out to me for a specific theme or project or something, I can definitely add my spin and run with it. I definitely prefer things that are more emotional and thought-provoking and interesting to look at.
Do you ever have any suggestion of the poses? Like, this pose... Like, who suggested this pose right here?
That's actually a self-portrait.
So you did that photo?
Yeah.
Wow. So you came up with this whole concept idea.
Yeah, actually. I was actually staying at an Airbnb, and it was a little bit of an unfortunate experience that I had up there with another photographer and colleague. But he was in the middle of doing another shoot at a different part of the Airbnb. But in this back little corner, there was like this really cool reading nook, and it had that old chair and that lamp.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to claim and be in this tiny room for however long the rest of the house was being occupied. And the lighting was just perfect. So I had a tripod and my camera, and I just did a self timer. And I probably took between 60 and 80 shots before I ended up on that one.
Wow.
And there was a lot of trial and error when it came to that one.
So how long did the shoot take? A couple hours?
Yeah, roughly. And then that wasn't the only pose that I went through. Mm-hmm. I think I posted maybe another one too where it was reversed. No, down more, I think. Maybe I posted that one first. That one.
Yeah.
That's also a self-portrait.
Seems like you do yoga poses to do all this.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. I used to watch the, on YouTube, actually, I used to watch Yoga with Adrienne.
I've watched her stuff.
I love her. She is so great. Yeah. Like, I mean, hey, free shout out. Like, go watch Adrienne. She's fantastic. Yeah. Like, but yeah. And then I started weight training, maybe 7 months ago, roughly.
At 24 Hour Fitness?
Yeah. And I go between 5 and 7 days a week, unless I'm slowing down or injured, obviously. But I take it pretty seriously.
You have a routine set up, like, that you've made for yourself?
Yes and no. I do it mainly on a week-to-week basis rather than lining it out for a longer period of time.
Yeah. Do you concentrate more on cardio, aerobics?
More weight training, actually. I'm like powerlifting.
How much are you lifting right now?
I can deadlift around 135. Mm-hmm. My squat is at a 95 PR. Mm-hmm. And my bench press is at a 65 PR, 65 pound PR right now.
And what were you starting at?
I could barely lift the bar with any of those.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe deadlifts. I could probably lift the bar, but not many times.
That's good. You come a long way.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to Joe Rogan's podcast?
No, I do not. Should I?
I mean, sometimes he inspires me to work out just because, like, he just talks about it in such, like, a positive way. It just makes you want to work out sometimes.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I've actually been able to fully correct my scoliosis.
Really?
By working out, yeah.
Yeah, I've always thought that if you correct your core, you can correct everything.
Yeah, and it's been, like, really phenomenal. When I was 15, I actually fractured my sacrum and my tailbone. No idea how. Mm-hmm. It was deemed a non-displacement stress fracture. And when I was pregnant, was actually diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Wow.
And so since getting into, like, fitness and really paying attention to my diet, I make sure that my calcium levels are up. I also found out that I was vitamin D deficient when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I take vitamin D daily, especially now living here. I focused more on, like, what my body needed and all of that, and it's made a huge impact, just not on my physical health but my mental health as well.
Yeah. Have you ever tried liposomal vitamin C?
Yes, actually, and I didn't like the ones that I got at all. And I'm trying right now. I have a website that I'm going through that I will be going. I have actually a couple that I'm sifting through to, like, see what supplements and nutrients and stuff like that I want to start trying, because I'm lacking a lot. I struggle heavily with stress induced anorexia.
Okay.
That's something that has not been an easy challenge to combat.
Yeah, I think I feel you on that one.
When I was 9 weeks pregnant, I was diagnosed with severe PTSD.
Okay.
And I also have ADHD, and those two, like, contradict each other severely with symptoms sometimes, but they also sometimes go hand in hand. So it's kind of like a really risky balancing act that I'm playing all the time.
Yeah.
But my main medication for that I kind of medicate with consistently, regularly, and very regulated is with cannabis.
Okay.
It's like the safest thing for me, because I would have to be on pharmaceuticals for the rest of my life if I went on them, and that's not something I'm
definitely
willing to
safer
chance.
Than Adderall.
Yeah, definitely.
Or Klonopin or something.
Yeah, and then for PTSD, I don't even want to know what I would be on for any of that.
Yeah, like Ativan, all these weird drugs that you. And I heard that they just experiment. Like, they have no idea what's good for anyone. They just say, hey, try this for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh,
shitty side effects. Try this for a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. No, and unfortunately for me, even with just birth control, I get every single side effect. They're like, oh, you might get this side effect. And then I'm just like, no, I will get this side effect.
Is it anything to do with the mind-body connection, you think?
Maybe. I don't know. My dad was the same way. My dad was terminally ill my whole life and was on a slew of medications that they would try. And every single medication, he just got almost every side effect with it.
Damn.
But yeah, I have you seen the documentary Heal?
No.
On Netflix. It's all about the mind-body connection and everything, and how there are extreme cases of like radical remissions of like stage 4 cancers and like stuff like that. So it's your mind just has a lot more power over your body than you realize.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Howard Stern always said.
Yep,
John
true.
Sarno's book.
Yep,
which I read his book and it didn't work for me, but it's just one book. I mean,
yeah, that's true. That is very true.
I very strongly believe in this placebo effect. Like,
yeah, that's very true.
It's got to be true. I mean, the placebo effect is a proven fact. So
yeah,
there's something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worked with any ad agencies or magazines?
Not magazines or ad agencies specifically, no. Mm. That's not really a route that I ever really want to go down. If I do work with if I worked with like a modeling agency, it would be to contract a model for my photography.
What do you like to work with right now?
Right now, anyone who's committed to the same goals as I am and
which
just
is?
Wanting to create art specifically.
So less commercial?
Yeah, I don't really do commercial stuff. I think on my bio for my photography page, there's a link to my modeling page. There's a link to my photography page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see on there the difference of kind of the direction I go. I definitely stick more portraiture, but it's a little darker. It's not necessarily...
Where did you do this shot, Shapes Part 2?
That was out on Cape Lookout, out in Tillamook.
And the rocks, did you set that up?
No, those were just there, and I just utilized them.
So somebody did that, and then you, yeah. You
yeah.
used the resources at hand.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really cool day, and really gorgeous weather. We were really lucky.
Mm. Yeah, perfect sun.
But it's a goal of mine within the next 12 to 24 months to be able to rent out a space and host my own gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And just have my artwork up there. I focus a lot on monochrome work and black and whites.
Very cool.
My Instagram's organized so it goes a row of black and white and a row of color. So
nice. And you mainly use the Nikon... D3400?
Yeah, I use a Nikon D3400, and I just use a 18 to 55 millimeter kit lens. Nothing fancy.
You have multiple lenses?
I do have a 135 Q lens. It's a vintage Q lens. That shot's actually instant film.
Nice.
I also have a different camera. I have a Fujifilm Instax, it's the Neo Classic 90, Mini 90 or something like that.
And how do you find your models?
Most of the time through Instagram.
Through hashtags and stuff?
Yeah, and by just people who follow me, people I know from the modeling community. I use a lot of my friends, family,
mm-hmm.
people who I know are going to be committed to the vision that I want to do as well.
Does the model pick the outfits or do you have something to do with it?
Most of the time the model does. I usually just tell them to bring whatever they feel the most confident in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of work from there.
Nice. Do you ever do a change in the middle of a shoot?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So how many sets of wardrobes would you say to bring?
Depending on how long we have, I'd say anywhere from 3 to 4.
Okay. Have you ever done shoots on the northwest there, or like in the east coast, or just northwest?
I haven't done any conceptual stuff on the East Coast, actually. Mm. I didn't really heavily get into that until I was out here in Portland, actually, about a year and a half ago.
And are you into the cannabis scene in Portland?
Yes. Our favorite dispensary right now is Americana.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to get there?
We get lots of concentrates. I love... what did we just get recently? We got something from Emerald Extracts. I cannot remember the strain for the life of me, but it was a shatter. And yeah. It's just really flavorful. It has an amazing terpene profile.
Do you not smoke flower, mainly dab?
I smoke flower for like if I'm going to sleep or like trying to calm down. But yeah. For the most part, I'll dab to stay functional.
Yeah, it's a good call. Have you ever tried to grow your own cannabis?
Yes, actually. Before I moved up to Portland a year and a half ago, I lived in Central Oregon. Mm-hmm. And we had several plants. I think we had four. And unfortunately, we had to get rid of them when we moved up here. But we took them... they were doing kind of decent. We did have a grow before that too, that we were able to fully harvest and everything. And we actually got the clones as little tiny babies that were really not doing well. So we weren't very hopeful. We were like, we'll try it and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting a decent turnout. I was actually kind of surprised with what we got. So it was an experience. I don't know if I'll do it again anytime soon, but
yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is.
And then when the bugs come, you're like, what? I just wasted my time.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you can't get rid of them. Yeah. We did get spider mites and that, oh my god.
If you're indoors, it's like they're coming and you can't stop them.
Exactly.
Try the neem oil, try whatever, try the vinegar, they're coming.
Yeah, exactly. No, we tried everything too. And even our roommate at the time was like super into growing and all of that. Mm. And
it's gotta be outside.
Bad.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know how they do it indoors. Like, I don't.
Right. Yeah.
They have to be in like the perfect area or something.
It's like a quarantine room. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, seriously. They need like, I don't get it. Yeah. They need a completely spotless place that can't get dirty or diseased. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could.
Yeah, me too. It would be so much easier if we could grow our own.
I know. It seems easy when you think about it, but it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
The best people that do it have done it for 20 years, like, and just family, you know, like, they're the best at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
I heard that every farmer has, like, a stash somewhere.
Oh, probably. That would not surprise me.
What are you growing right now, though?
Right now we have Thai basil outside and we've got a mint. It's not like a traditional mint though, I don't think. But I cannot. I think it might be like peppermint or something like that. It's not like a traditional mint.
What do you think grows well in Oregon? Cucumber, from my experience, I've never had any trouble with. Tomato can be trickier.
Zucchini is pretty good too, but that's similar to cucumber. So.
Yeah, like I've never had any problems with that. Like tomato, it won't get hot enough some years. So
that's,
I don't
know. Fair. Yeah,
except if you're doing yellow cherry tomato, knock yourself out. Like you won't have any problems with that.
Yeah, we had an issue last year with chives. Our chives did not grow well at all.
Really? I had no problems with chives.
It might have been just our area too. We're not in the best location in our apartment for growing things, but we try.
Cactus you can grow, right?
Yeah.
You said your cactus actually survived?
It survived the winter, and
it's
really
We're
surprised. It was outside the
and
whole
it
time,
snowed.
Too. Yeah.
It's like, that's a Los California thing, and like, when it doesn't snow and doesn't rain. It's
exactly.
Amazing that it survived.
Yeah, no, I was like really surprised when I was going through and like checking all of them, and I had quite a few pick off. I lost 3 aloe plants and like 2 or 3 other succulents over the winter. It was a harsh winter for us.
Yeah. Do you use the aloe plants?
We do. I'm going to have to get more from one of my friends who has like a plethora of aloe plants.
Yeah, actually, I'd like one of those then.
Yeah.
Because I have a garden space and I don't even, nothing in it right now. It's 200 square feet and I need to fill that up.
Yeah, I can get you some aloe.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. It grows really well. It's just, I should have brought it inside and I didn't have a light for it, so I didn't. And
yeah.
It killed them.
Mm-hmm. You told me that you're checking out this new show called New Amsterdam on Hulu, which I haven't seen. Tell me about it.
It's pretty much like this. It's a medical director who is just all about helping people. He's the medical director of a public hospital, and he'll take on any patient who comes in. Doesn't matter if they have insurance, if they don't
That's
have
awesome.
Insurance.
I yeah, think I'm it's interested like, already.
Right. No, it's a really cool show. He also has cancer.
That's
a spin on
that's
it.
Amazing. So yeah. It's like House, except is he an asshole though?
No. Well, no, he's okay. Not. He's a sweetheart, but also kind of an asshole to the establishment.
I like that.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's similar to House, but so he's nice to the patients.
That's good. That's a better spin then.
Yeah.
Instead of being a drug addict, he has cancer, and instead of being an asshole to the patients, it's the establishment.
Yeah. Exactly. No. And it's really cool. It's only got one season.
Yeah.
And the last episode I just watched, it just came out this last Tuesday, and oh my god, I don't know, it's so drama filled. Like, I'm upset that and Grey's Anatomy are over right now.
Yeah. Do you think that they had better co-actors than House in this new show, New Amsterdam?
Because
I liked Hugh Laurie the best on House. Like, that's the reason I kept going back to
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I think you would like all of the other co-actors, okay. Like the other doctors as well. There's another doctor who is the head of oncology, actually. And, like, her and the medical director are, like, really close friends. And nice. It's a really interesting dynamic. But there's also a therapist, like an in-house therapist for the psych ward, and a neurologist. And then both of them are, like, best friends as well, and it's really cool how you get to see. They actually in this last episode they do an experimental treatment of ecstasy on a patient for treating them for PTSD.
Really?
That's yeah amazing. And they like dive into it and they do microdosing and like it's
any
really
ketamine
interesting
infusions.
I don't think so, but
next
yeah.
season they're saving
yeah exactly
it'll
yeah,
be sure. If it keeps going, I'm sure it'll be there, because they're already doing I never even heard of that as a treatment.
They actually so MDMA and the ecstasy form of it, not Molly, was approved for trials for treatment for PTSD, because what it does is it allows you to remember the traumas but without triggering you, so you don't necessarily feel the same way you did in the moment, but you can kind of look at it as a blank slate, and it helps you kind of reprocess what happened.
It's cool.
So
like time travel.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Except in your brain.
Yeah. I saw that on your Facebook. The president of Kenya announced all poachers will face the death penalty. Now, I think that's awesome, because I think any poacher should be killed immediately. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
Especially the guy that killed the 140-year-old turtle. Like,
yeah.
That guy's his whole family.
Screw
no,
that
kidding.
Guy. Like, no, like, most of my tattoos are animals, and I love animals, and I just love life. And,
yeah, how do you end a 140-year-old life? How do you do that?
I know.
It's like the oldest living thing on the planet, and you killed it?
Yeah, no, I could not. Like,
this
honestly,
guy.
It would make me cry. Like,
how could he do that?
No.
And just Kenya? This should be an international law. This should be a law by, what is it? What's the... it's like it should be in the Geneva Convention or something. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. It should definitely, I definitely think it should
to
be like
a basic human right to not poach animals.
Like, yeah, it should be an animal's right to not be poached.
Yeah, animals should be citizens.
Yeah.
I've asked people that question and most people say no. And I think it's the funniest hell of question.
I think maybe not like given the same rights as citizens in that regard, but I feel like most animals should have protections. I mean, like, they do have like the endangered species list,
yeah.
But I feel like they shouldn't get to already being endangered before we start to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with a dying planet. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It like cripples my soul when I think about that.
Yeah. So What kind of marketing are you doing for your photography right now?
Nothing.
Networking?
Not really.
Post-production? What do you use?
I use Lightroom.
How long have you been using that? And on your tablet or your Mac?
I have a MacBook Pro.
Okay. That's like a popular artist choice.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about getting an iPad as well, just because I want to be able to use a stylus and edit on the go. And my laptop is not the best for it. And yeah. It's also kind of slow. So I want to kind of upgrade my gear a little bit. I'm also, thanks to a close friend of mine for kind of like putting more options in my head. I want to upgrade my camera gear. And I was going to upgrade to Nikon, but now I'm thinking about upgrading to Fujifilm because of this recommendation. Because he just switched from Nikon to Fujifilm. And I was like, oh, okay. He raves about it. So I might see if I can just shoot on his camera first and be like, do I like this or not?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Where were you doing this shoot at?
That was out at a farm in Damascus. It was a group shoot.
Yeah.
It was an Aria Taylor event. And she called for a bunch of models and stuff like that. And I went and volunteered my time for a bunch of photographers to ask questions and kind of get to know how to do portraits, essentially, and help. Nice.
And this shot, how did you do this?
So I had a friend visiting town. He's also a photographer and wanted him. And he was able to go to Cobalt and do some shooting there to kind of experience studio shooting because he had never done that before.
Yeah.
And there were actually a couple other photographers there as well. And I just did my makeup real quick and had a bunch of tool, had a few outfits and just kind of went with it. Being in the studio is kind of, as far as modeling, something that I've noticed is definitely an element of mine.
Yeah.
I love being in the studio. It allows the focus to have to be on me. I have to invoke that emotion. It's not my surroundings. The surroundings aren't going to, like, they're going to add and enhance, but it's not the environment. I have to create that environment. I have to create that story with my body language, my emotions, with the props, anything. So it's a little bit more of a challenge in my mind.
Mm. Do you ever do, like, co-shoots with other models often? Or is this like a...
Yes and no. That was at the group event again.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was... I mean, if it's a model who I'm comfortable with and who I'm friends with, yeah.
Hmm. Did you do more modeling or photography at this point?
Currently, I'm definitely doing way, way more modeling than photography.
You're still networking, though, while you're doing
it. Yeah, definitely. That's good. And I just recently joined a group to support artists and everything as well. So we're all following each other and we'll like each other's content, comment, and such like that.
Nice. What group's that?
It was just a group that was put together by creatives. It's like a group chat type of thing.
Oh, okay. Not like a Facebook group or anything.
No.
Nice. And the butterfly tattoo, when did you get that?
It's actually a bat. I got that a year ago.
Nice.
Just over a year ago.
What inspired that?
Around when I got that tattoo, I was going through a really dark time in my life where I was suffering really hard from anorexia and really did not like the image of myself. I was really thin. Mm-hmm. I was like roughly 98 pounds.
Okay.
And I also was in a really deep depression and felt a dark cloud around me and a lot of negative energy.
Yeah.
And so I got the tattoo to remind myself that even when a dark cloud is surrounding me and when I feel like my wings are a little broken, I can still spread them to be beautiful and to show that it's maybe harder to spread your wings in those moments, but that's what makes it the most beautiful.
Nice. And every flower must grow through dirt.
Yeah.
Now, did you just wake up one day and decide you want that tattoo and the image behind it?
So as cliche as this is, I found it on Pinterest.
Nice.
I definitely made it my own a little bit. I just found the quote. It was just like on a quote meme type thing, and I was like, that's a really cool quote, I resonate with that. And then I was like, what's my favorite flower, and went with roses. I have roses on my other rib cage too, with Sheet Music. It's the beginning to Let It Be, actually, by the Beatles.
And you had the rose on your rib cage before you moved to Portland, the city of the rose?
Yes, actually.
Nice. Are you a fan of these knee socks?
Yes, they are my favorite. I am like, I am my body is terrible at regulating temperature. So anything warm, I'm all about it.
Stuff you like?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have quite a few pairs of compression pants.
They're definitely in now, for sure. This shoot is very colorful.
That was actually for one of my close friends, Soren. Mm-hmm. Go give her a follow. She's fantastic.
Yeah, Luxana Official, is that hers? Or is that someone else?
No, that's someone else.
Hot Mangopedia?
Yeah, go and follow her. That's her clothing line, actually. Mm. That's what I was photographing. She's a phenomenal artist and creator and a phenomenal businesswoman. Nice. She's an incredible human being. I love her so much, so much.
Yeah, she looks good profile.
Yeah.
What does she do exactly?
She makes underwear mainly. But she also has like pants and tops and stuff like that.
Yeah, she sells on Etsy. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Before Portland, where were you?
Directly before Portland, I was in Central Oregon in Redmond.
And what was it like living out there?
Horrible.
I can imagine.
It was horrible.
Creative person like yourself.
It was like, there are so, like, it's so many different shades of beige. It's right. So bad. Like, it is so, so bad.
Right?
And I was there for like a year and a half, roughly. It was just not ideal. Nope. Nobody, nope.
Yeah, it's like when Axl Rose was stuck in Indiana. You're like,
yep.
Get the hell out of here right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So first chance you got, you're just like, I'm leaving?
Well, actually, my husband and I went through a really difficult time. He lost his job 3 times within a 6-month span.
Mm.
And the job market in Central Oregon is horrid.
Yeah.
There's like nothing there. Like absolutely nothing there.
Work on a farm trimming weed, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. And like right now he's the executive sales manager at an internet marketing firm.
Okay.
Like he would not be able to do that in Central Oregon.
No.
Exactly.
There's no corporate offices at all out there.
Right? Exactly. So it was really nice to be able to kind of come out here where there was a lot more opportunity and where I was able to further my skills. I'm definitely one that learns by observing and doing. So I was able to connect with a lot of other skilled creatives and learn from them as well and kind of hone in my skills as far as photography, because that's where I felt like I was lacking more, was in the photography realm rather than modeling.
Yeah.
So
nice. Did you take any formal training for photography?
No, I have not. I'm completely self-taught.
But you've had a lot of experience being photographed.
Yeah, photographed. Yes, I have. That's been an experience since I was roughly 3 years old.
Was there like a moment when you're getting photographed that you're like, I want to photograph people too?
So kind of, I guess. I don't really remember there being like a distinct moment.
Yeah.
I do remember my mom getting me a camera, a really nice camera, because I kept taking hers. Yeah. And I was like maybe 10 or 11 when that happened. It was like right after I quit dance. I was starting to get into soccer, and I kept taking her camera because I was going out on like runs or hikes or whatever and taking a bunch of pictures. So she got me my own camera.
Yeah.
And I kind of played around with that a little bit, but and like some free online editing sites or whatever, but they were so bad. Those images were so horrid. And I moved around a bunch because I got kicked out when I was 17.
Yeah.
And lost the camera somehow. And I get a lot of credit to my husband, because maybe 2 years ago I was talking to him and I was like, you know, I think I want to get back into photography. I've been taking photos with my cell phone for a while, but it's just not cutting it anymore.
Yeah.
And what kind of pushed the envelope there was I paid a photographer for photos and I did not like the way the photos came out. And I kind of said to myself, I think I could do those better.
Yeah.
And so then I talked to my husband about it, and he actually got me a camera kit. and everything.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for him being willing to spend the inheritance he got from his grandmother passing away,
yeah,
I would not be where I am today. So I owe him definitely a lot of thanks. He has helped a lot.
Yeah, that's a good use for it, I think. Doing something you love.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going to do any events at any point soon? Were you interested in it?
Not really. I had thought of, like, last year I had been scouted by Raw artists for some of their showcases. And I did some research. I was excited about it at first and had agreed to do it and then had to pull out because of timing. I was going on a trip to the East Coast, and it would have been like 2 days after I got back would have been the showcase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just did not, I was crammed and it was not ideal for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to pull out of that. And then I was asked again to participate in one further down the road, and I just wasn't really into it. And I did some research, and a lot of artists found that it's great for networking, but it's not necessarily great for sales.
Okay.
So I couldn't at that time spare my resources to possibly not make anything back monetarily.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. Do you enjoy skiing?
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I have not skied out here at all.
Yeah.
I have only skied back east, and that was when I was younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to be really into it. I used to like go into the terrain park and everything, but I wiped out too many times, and now I'm scared.
Yeah, I hear you. I went snowboarding once, fell on my butt, and I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it, the pain.
Yeah, exactly.
And the humiliation of seeing like a little kid snowboard past me.
Yeah, exactly.
Worst feeling in the world.
And you're like, what? What?
He's 7. I am an old man. I'm
right.
Old. So I saw that you got a scholarship?
Yeah, I got a pretty hefty scholarship from Pacific University when I graduated high school.
How'd you get it?
I got a talent scholarship for playing my saxophone, and then I also got a scholarship by doing one of their tests called the Pace Setters Test.
Yeah.
You just take a test, and then they give you a scholarship based on your results of the test. And it's a academic test, essentially. We had to do math, reading, and writing, I believe. It was very similar to, like, an SAT.
Was it highly competitive?
Kind of, but not everyone's invited to take the test, so it is kind of, it's selective already, so just being able to take the test was an honor in itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I got a really decent scholarship from there. Unfortunately, school just wasn't for me, wasn't something that I really found value in after a while. I believe that if going to school and, you know, creating, going that path and getting a degree or whatever, if that was a way to create success, it wouldn't be called the student loan crisis.
Yeah.
It would be called the student loan benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's a crisis. It's kind of bizarre to me that the average time it takes to pay off a student loan is 19 years.
Yeah.
And that's if you can afford paying it back immediately.
Or you could get an inheritance and just waste it on the loan, basically.
Exactly. That's also true. Yeah. So I'm very thankful that I only went for a semester.
Yeah. Wise choice.
Yeah, exactly.
College is a scam, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially now that the internet is so prolific.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to go to college now?
Exactly. And I think it's crazy, too, that a lot of our economic system is based on entrepreneurship. It's based on business ownership, and you're never formally taught business ownership or entrepreneurship or any of that.
I did go to business classes, and it was all based on textbooks that are so antiquated from like 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Anything taught in school is something that is 20 years old, and you're like...
And most business classes are like business management, so you learn how to manage someone else's business, and you're like, cool, but that's not what I want to do.
They teach you the most broadest business,
and
they're going to teach you how to like manage a AAA firm. Guess what? You're going to be managing a small business, which They don't teach you small business anything.
No, they don't teach you how to operate your own business in any way, shape, or form.
They taught me about demographics, and that's not affecting my small business. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like huge chunks of demographics. I saw we're both from the East Coast, so are you also missing Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I love Dunkin' Donuts, but I'll be honest, Dunkin' Donuts has horrid coffee. Like, their coffee is not good. If I'm going to be a coffee snob about it, like I've turned into.
Yeah.
They have horrible coffee. It's just the nostalgia of it. It's just the fact that I'm from New England and I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm all about Dunkin' Donuts.
I used to
work at one.
I used to make the culotta. So I'd find myself craving the culotta a lot of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was actually an assistant manager there.
Really?
Horrible job, though, because I was working 60 hours a week, roughly, and only making $8 an hour.
Really?
It was just a horrible situation. Really not worth it.
Yeah, I was making $4.75, and that was like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And back then, they would make the culottas. You actually, there's this machine, and you put ice in it. Like, you actually made the syrup and everything.
Oh, geez. It wasn't like one of these, like, slushy machines that they have now.
Exactly. And they're terrible now. It's better when you made them by hand, actually. Mm-hmm. Now they're too sweet. And
they're way too sweet, and they're way too liquidy.
They're too liquidy.
Yeah.
And every time I would go in, I'm like, dude.
They melt so fast,
the new culotta sucks.
Yeah. And their the flavors they come out with, I'm like, what are you doing, honey?
I don't want
like,
a fruity culotta.
Yeah.
Just make it coffee-based. What's wrong with you guys? Make a white chocolate one or something. Then they came out with the frozen hot chocolate, and that was actually good.
Yeah, the frozen hot chocolate was really good, but then they took it away. And then they've also taken away, like, half their menu now.
They do that
and
all
I was
the time.
Like, no, like most of the menu was decent.
There was stuff that they took away so quick that I wanted to try when I visited New York. I think that at one point they had like a mint chocolate frozen hot. Like, they had different flavors of frozen hot chocolate, but that was in and out so quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was probably like just like 2 months just over the winter season. And you're like, great.
And I was getting that because the culotta couldn't cut it anymore. So I was like, I'll just get the frozen hot chocolate because it's actually thick.
Yeah, exactly. It's like actually frozen.
Exactly.
It's not like this weird sugary syrup that's like thick and weird. Like, it's
right?
It's a weird, I don't know. It's not like a watery liquid. It's like a weird syrup. It's gross, though.
It is.
It's gross.
And Voodoo Donut has nothing like it.
No.
Voodoo Donut's never been about the drinks or the coffee. It's like the most basic coffee, and they could capitalize on that. They're just like, nope, we're just going to sell you sugary, frosty donuts, and that's it.
Okay, I love Voodoo's Donuts, though. I do like Blue Star better.
Yeah.
But Blue Star is ridiculously expensive.
They are.
But I did find over by PSU, over in like the, I don't even know where it is located.
Uh-huh.
But there's like this donut place, and I swear to God, the inside, like, it's not called Dunkin' Donuts, but the color schemes and everything, Dunkin' Donuts. Even like the billboards and like the menu boards and everything literally looks like Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm like,
they could
oh
be sued if
God.
They catch wind.
Right.
The likeness of Dunkin' Donuts.
It's just crazy. I wonder. I just don't know if the quality is as bad as Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I'd have to compare.
But Dunkin' Donuts, some of the donuts that they started to come out with were amazing. I mean, the blueberry cheesecake donut and the Cronuts and stuff.
That's
so
the
good.
Cronuts are amazing.
They're amazing.
However, Dunkin' Donuts does not make their own donuts. They have them delivered every morning.
I tried Dunkin' Donuts in the Philippines, and it was way better than over here. All the flavors.
There's Dunkin' Donuts in the Philippines?
Everywhere. There's more Dunkin' Donuts in the Philippines than you'll ever find in Portland. It's ridiculous.
There's no Dunkin' Donuts in Portland.
They have a cheesecake flavor there that is so
what?
Good.
Oh my. Okay.
All their donuts.
I'm going to the Philippines just to go to Dunkin'
just
Donuts
go for the
now.
Donuts because right? They're better. Like, I was like, I couldn't
just didn't
decide
know
which
you could visit.
I couldn't decide which donut to get. There was like every donut was good there. I was like, how was these donuts were made for me? Like they had cheesecake donuts, like different versions of cheesecake donuts. I'm like, what
that's
is
fantastic.
This? And this blueberry, the blueberry and the cheese just went together like so good.
I definitely need to go to the Philippines just to go to Dunkin' Donuts. So that's gonna be my only reason.
Yeah,
maybe I'll vlog the whole thing just to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, also for the $4 and $8 massages, but
That's very true.
It's amazing, yeah. Like how everything is so cheap over there.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. I'm like, I'm spending $20 and I'm having like a paradise day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like,
yeah, hotel for $20. It's just like so cool what you can do over there for so little of the dollar.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would go again for sure. Even though like I want to visit other countries, but I want to see Thailand next though, because that's just as cheap and I could see different stuff.
Peanut sauce.
Peanut sauce, you're a fan of that?
I love peanut sauce. It is my jam.
Really? Nice. Yeah,
it's my favorite.
What about spicy stuff?
I can't handle super spicy stuff. I've gotten better at it.
Wasabi though?
No.
Really?
I also don't eat sushi, as weird as that is. Full disclosure, I've also never had sushi, but I'm not in any way, shape, or form inclined to eat sushi.
Are you a fish fan?
Not really, no.
Yeah, if you don't like fish, then you're not going to have the raw fish.
Exactly.
Any seafood of any kind you don't like?
I like clams.
Clams?
Like fried clam
that's
strips.
Weird. That's like the one seafood thing I don't. I actually don't like calamari that much.
Yeah, no, that's a little iffy. Like, I mean, I've had salmon, like the way my mom has made it, like once. Yeah. I've had like a couple bites of salmon and I've kind of liked it, but I've never like sat there and like had like a whole meal of salmon or anything like that. So
fish sticks when you're a little kid.
No, never had those. My dad hated that stuff, so it was never in the house. So like I never had it.
Wow.
So I think maybe that's why I just am like, it's not a food group. Like,
what vegetables do you hate? When is your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable is broccoli.
Yeah, most people's. It's mine for sure.
I love broccoli.
The texture is just the best.
But I also love roasted Brussels sprouts. I think they're phenomenal. Like when they're slightly crispy, they're so good.
I agree. Like I grew up hating them, but now I tried a good version of it. I'm like, it's good.
Yeah, it just depends on how you cook it. That's why I think it's funny when people are like, I don't like healthy food. And I'm like, you just don't know how to cook healthy food.
Put the right seasoning on it?
Yeah, just put enough butter on it and it's not healthy anyway. It's
fried
fine.
Anything in oil?
Exactly.
Olive oil is all it takes.
Fried eggs are my jam. Like, they're my favorite thing to eat for lunch. Like,
really?
That's my after gym meal is, like, 4 fried eggs.
Nice.
Yeah.
The whole cholesterol myth with eggs.
Yeah.
It's unreal. You can eat as many eggs as you want, guys.
Yeah.
You're not going to mess up your heart. There's other things, I'm sure, like all the polyunsaturated fats and sugars that'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The eggs won't do it. Eat balut. That's the one thing I didn't try in Philippines. You know what that is?
What?
Balut.
No.
It's a half-hatched egg, and they cook it.
Ew,
it's crazy,
nope.
Right?
Nope. I could not do that.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
That's like seeing it. Bird being tortured and they're like, okay, eat this.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like maybe that's my issue with seafood too, is like lobsters and
stuff. You can see eyes.
That's true too. That also scares me. But also like with lobsters, like when you cook them alive, like but like you're supposed to technically, if you're gonna be humane about it, you're supposed to kill it quickly with a knife first before you put it in the pot. But if you don't do that, you can like literally hear it screaming. Like that's not steam releasing from its body.
It's
actually screaming. Like, and it's just horrible.
And people are like, I want to do the catch your own lobster thing. It's like,
yeah, nope.
I like to not see the things that I eat that were alive and walking around.
Yep. The only things that I'm kind of like okay with doing that with, there's like pigs and like chickens, because my mom raises pigs and chickens now. So I've been like around that.
But one that you raised as a pet?
No.
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan.
If it's not raised, if it's raised as a pet, definitely not. Because then I've like gotten way too emotionally invested.
Yeah. Rogan has spoke about that on his podcast. He's like, my kids and my wife, are like, they're like pets. We're not going to eat the chickens. The eggs, I guess, are cool though. I would like to get chickens and have eggs one day. That would be really
cool. I want city chickens. That's one of my things.
City chickens?
Yeah.
What's that?
People who live in Portland, like in the city, they have chickens.
In their apartment?
I don't know if it's in an apartment. They probably have to have a small piece of land for them, or like at least a chicken coop. But like, I would love to have a city chicken.
Yeah.
I saw it on Portlandia. I know how terrible that sounds, but I know it's true because I have friends who have city chickens.
I have to watch that again because I forgot that episode.
There are so many episodes of Portlandia where I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, that's Portland. Yeah, that's Portland.
You watched it before you came to Portland?
No, actually. So, I was living here and someone was like, have you seen Portlandia? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh my God. And when I started watching it, I was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be a parody. But it's way too true.
Then you stopped at a stoplight and you didn't move for like a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like,
exactly.
Wait, that skit was not false at all.
Exactly.
It really happened.
Yeah.
I didn't move at a stoplight because they're too polite.
Yeah, so exactly.
As East Coasters, it's our duty and our obligation to go.
Yeah.
And first just try.
Be jerks.
Exactly. They're going to honk at you and be mad.
But yeah.
We're doing them the favor because we prevented an hour of traffic by keeping going. And they don't want to drive fast in the snow because their tires or whatever, they're too.
Yep.
Unconfident that they're gonna skid and crash, like a little scratch in their car is gonna ruin their day,
right? Yeah. I've done so many like skid outs and burnouts when I was younger. I lived in New Hampshire. Those winters are brutal. Like,
my friend would love it. He'd go out intentionally in the snow and skid, be like, yes,
yeah, exactly,
cool slides with the car now.
Yeah, my mom taught me how to do donuts in parking lots. So
yeah,
I mean,
my dad
like,
did that too with
yeah.
me.
That must be an East Coast thing. I don't think that's taught out here. Maybe in the country.
When I was like 10, my dad was like, yeah, I'll get the gas pedals. You can steer.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I will check in on your photography and modeling hopefully in a year or so.
Yeah. Awesome.
Smell so bad, it doesn't make any sense.